Well, God bless you all this morning. Would you please take your Bibles and turn to Genesis chapter 12. As Christians, we all have a purpose, and it is God's purpose to which we have been called. Last time I was teaching, we looked at walking in balance or worthy of the calling in Ephesians 4, chapter 1. Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy or in balance with the calling wherewith you've been called. And today I wanted to say, well, let's take a look at what is it that we've been called to. And Zeb, when you were out there and you said, I must go summons the children. I just love that because that's going to come up in today's teaching. We're going to look first at God calling Abraham. It's a very important call. And in God's word, we'll see. A calling from God is more than just a mere invitation. Like you said, when you said, I'm going to summons the children, you expected them to come for fellowship this morning. It wasn't any doubt. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And the next words are, so Abram departed. He answered the call. God called him out of Chaldea, out of Ur, out of an idolatrous place, to come into a new land that he didn't know about, but God said, I will show it to you. God called him out of the land of Ur, Chaldea, Mesopotamia area, called him out from idolatry. He called him into a land of promise, and he called Abram unto the promises of covenant with God. And he called Abraham, he called him according to his own, God's purpose, and God's glory. In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Turn to Galatians, please. Galatians chapter 3. We'll see a little bit more about this. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. My Bible's falling apart. There we go. Mustn't lose that. Galatians chapter 3, we're going to see a little bit more about this moment, about this time where Abraham was called by God for God's purpose and for God's glory. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 6, even as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. We talked about Abraham being called out to see the night sky and the constellation that he was looking at was, in the Chaldean language, Barzagar, and it was the sacrifice of righteousness. Abraham believed that. and it was imputed to him for righteousness. He believed in the coming one, the sacrifice of righteousness. And the just, we spent a morning on that, the just shall live by faith. So know ye, verse 7, therefore, that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Verse 8, and the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all the nations be blessed. In thee. This was the gospel. How was all the nations of the world blessed in Abraham? Who came from the line of Abraham? Jesus Christ. The Messiah, the anointed one, the one promised to come, the Christ. And Abraham knew of that. When Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son Isaac, it says in God's word, it was because he accounted that God would raise him from the dead. If the promised one would come from the line of Isaac, called in Isaac, then Isaac would have to get up from the dead. Abraham believed in the resurrection. Abraham believed in the Christ, this wonderful man, Abraham. And the gospel was preached to him that all nations, in him all nations, would be blessed. When we look at God's word, there's also the calling out. There's many times you see this. People are called a name. That can be the word we're eventually going to look at in the Greek. Can be called, like, you are called Zeb, and I am called Jim. But it's also an invitation, or even to a greater degree, a summons or a bidding to come. And we'll see that today also. Now, the nation of Israel was called out of Egypt. They were a group of tribes, right? And they became, when they were called out of Egypt, they became a nation. And the nation, just like Abraham, there was a purpose for God calling Abraham. There was a purpose for God calling Israel, the nation of Israel, and being his people. They were called out of slavery, out of Egypt, out of the land of idolatry. They were called into the land of promise. Sounds familiar? Called according to God's purpose and God's glory. And what was God's purpose for Israel? That they would be a holy nation, a kingdom of priests, and they were to demonstrate God's faithfulness and his holiness and his covenant. And they were to serve as a light to the nations by revealing the one true God, with a view ultimately to bring all nations to worship and experience God's glory. And they were chosen to be God's special possession and a witness to his covenant promises. And it was from the nation of Israel. Israel was chosen to bear the lineage of the Messiah, the Christ, and the eventual salvation and glory of all creation. There was a reason for God's calling. There's a reason for God's calling us, to call us. In fact, do you know what word from the Greek is translated church? A derivative of call. We are the called. We are the called of God. If the world ever belittles us, if our own selves and our own mind and our own reasoning belittles us, remember who we are, that we are the called of God. And it can mean invitation. It can mean invitation, this word kaleo. But depending on the context, and we see, depending on the power, position, and the authority of the one doing the calling, it then becomes less of an invitation and it becomes more of a summons. It becomes more of a bidding. Family and friends invite. Kings and rulers summons. when you were summoned to see the king, you could choose not to show to dire consequences. There is none higher, no position higher, no more power, no more authority than God Almighty. And he has bid us into this relationship with him. He has called us. The church is the called of God. And God calls us for a reason, for a purpose. What's my purpose? What's my purpose? You ever hear somebody say that? Have you ever heard your own brain utter those things? Well, what's my purpose? We see a generation, a nation, with a great deal of a lot of people who have no purpose in their lives. They don't see a purpose for their lives. The purpose of mankind, the reason why man was created, was to glorify God. God created them for his glory. We have a purpose. Please turn to Romans. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and in verse 28. I've heard this verse quoted many times this week. It's kind of a dark week for our country, for the world. We saw wicked things happen. And I've heard this verse quoted. And I've heard this verse quoted, and they usually chop it off about halfway through it. But we're going to look at this entire verse, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And that's about as far as many of the times I've heard this quoted went. To them that love God, let's read all of it, to them who are the called according to his what? His purpose. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. We as Christians are called. God didn't summon us without a reason. He called us for a purpose. For a purpose. We're going to look today and a few aspects of that calling and the purpose wherewith we have been called by God Almighty. What a privilege. What a blessing. The President of the United States called you up and said, I need you here in Washington and I'm going to send a jet. Would you refuse it? This is God Almighty and he's calling us out of the darkness of this world into his light. He's called us out of the whims of the power, the prince of the power of the air, into his kingdom, the kingdom of his dear son. Just like Abraham was called out and into a relationship with him and into the covenants of promise. And Israel is called out of Egypt, out of slavery, out of idolatry, and into a relationship of covenant of promises with God. We have been called out from among this world and its darkness and its leanings into his glorious light and into his kingdom. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, prepared to be conformed to the image of his son, that we might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he justified, and whom he justified, them he also what? Glorified. Do you see what a high and mighty calling we have? how God sees us for a purpose, his purposes. And his purposes are always right, just. His purposes are always loving. His purposes are always kind. This is the purpose to which we have been called by God Almighty. There's a reason why we live. There's a reason for our lives. And we have been called by God Almighty, the high and lofty one. Them who he called, he also justified. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect, God's chosen? It is God that justifies. Those that are justified, those who we've called are justified. Those who we have justified, he has glorified. That's our future. That's what we can, with full anticipation and expectation, look forward to. All things will work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And we'll see later as we read some of these verses, called unto his kingdom and his glory. I don't know if you remember how Jeff finished his teaching last week. He goes, we're kingdom people. We're kingdom people. Let's act like it. Let's live like it. In this day and time, in this world, we live in foreign territory, enemy territory, actually. Wherever we go, and whenever we walk upon God's word, and whenever we live for him, we plant the flag of his kingdom, even in enemy territory. We have a purpose. God has a plan for our lives. You can see that in the Old Testament, where you can really see it now in Christ Jesus. Please take your Bibles and turn to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. When we had that teaching of balanced life, and we looked at this verse briefly, but today it should mean more as we look at being called unto God, out from this world, unto God, into a relationship with him, a covenant relationship with him. Chapter 2, 1 Thessalonians, verse 12, that you would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and his glory, you could say. Unto his kingdom and glory. Can you imagine those people, those believers in Thessalonica, hearing this from Paul? That we were called unto his kingdom and glory. For this cause also we thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Called unto his kingdom and his glory. That's what kind of calling we have. And the kingdom of God is now and yet to come. It is now, and there's more yet to come. And where we live our lives, knowing to which kingdom we belong, we do represent our God in this world. It's a responsibility that shouldn't be taken lightly. That calling of God, like I said, depending on the power, position, and the authority of the one doing the calling, is whether it's an invitation or it's a summons. It's a bidding. Bids me come, just like we sang. It's a bidding from God Almighty. It's such a summons that you either must accept it or reject it. An invitation, you can blow it off. Right? I just won't show. I just won't go. It's just a party. I got an invitation to a party. I can go to it or not. And the ramifications, if Jim doesn't go to your party, I'm sure it's going to be okay. But this calling, this summons, this bidding is one of dire consequences. When we accept it, we are deeming the one doing the calling with reverence. When we accept it, this summons, we even revere the summons itself. The calling unto God. Those who reject this calling won't be called unto his kingdom and glory. That's a decision. But the weight of this calling demands a decision. The weight of God's calling demands a decision, and we have made it. We have confessed with our mouth Jesus as Lord, and we believed in our heart that God raised him from the dead. It's that raising Jesus from the dead that pronounced our acquittal. That believing and putting ourselves under Jesus as Lord, we're under him now. His righteousness is our righteousness. We're under his redemption. He has paid in full for us. We are called unto God's promises, God's covenant promises, the new covenant. We've been called unto that. We have been called unto a relationship with God Almighty. That's quite an invitation, wouldn't you say? Or more than that. Right? When we look at that. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Makes you want to stand up straight. Maybe stick your chest out a little bit. Called of God. I want to live for him. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 9. A little bit more about this calling that we've been called unto by God. Verse 9, God is faithful. You could do a full stop right there. God is faithful. By whom? By who? God. You were called, and that's a past tense. You were called unto the fellowship, the full sharing of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Can you imagine that relationship, a full sharing relationship with Jesus Christ? It just makes the hairometer stand right up. But we've been called unto that, the full sharing. Even more so, that we'll see in the book of Colossians. We're just traveling through here. The book of Colossians, chapter 3. Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, chapter 3. And how wonderful, as we assemble here together today, as we assemble together, we think of this. Colossians, chapter 3, verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also You are called in one body, and be thankful. And let the peace of God, and what is the peace of God? When you see what the peace of God is, all is well. Nothing missing. Nothing broken as you study the peace of God. Yes, it is a lack of hostility between God and man, but it's so much more. You know why all is well? There's nothing missing, nothing broken. How we could say all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. And His purpose is His kingdom and His glory. We're called in this peace in one body. We're called in that wonderful peace of God in one body, and that's the body of Christ. That is the church, the called. That's what that means, the church, the called. That's what we belong to. As we make our day-by-day decisions to stand for the Lord Jesus Christ, to follow the will of God and the Word of God in our lives, it's a decision that should be made in light of we are one body. And our decisions, our thoughts, our actions matter to more than just moi, me. It matters to all of us. It matters to God. And we've been called unto God for a purpose. For a purpose. 2 Timothy, please. 2 Timothy chapter 1. To reiterate that point, that we've been called according to His purpose, His glory, His kingdom. We've been called in this one body of Christ in peace. 2 Timothy. Chapter 1, 2 Timothy, and we can wait for sure, because this is a big one. 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 8. Excuse me. It's chapter 2. That's not what I wanted either. Yes, it is 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 8. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me His prisoner. Paul was in prison when he wrote this. But be thou a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, or the ages began, or time began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light, and it's through the gospel. We have been called according to His own purpose and grace. We've been called with a holy calling. A holy calling. You see in God's word in the Old Testament and the New, be ye holy for I am holy. We represent God. When we do that, we're kingdom people. We've been called unto His kingdom and His glory. We have been called according to His purpose and His grace not by our works, but his purposes. Sometimes it's like, what would God need me for? His purposes, to his kingdom and his glory. We've been called. So when we looked at that verse, that we would walk worthy of the calling that we have been called, we can see it's according to God's purpose that we've been called. The purpose of mankind, we were created for his glory. We are called unto his kingdom and glory. We've been called unto the fellowship, and I just can't imagine the sweet fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, both today and more to come. And we've been called with a holy calling according to his purpose and grace. And we've been called to this peace in one body. In one body, we've been called. Praise God. So thankful to have been called by God Almighty. He bids us to come unto him. He has called us. He has given us a directive. And we've chosen to answer it and accept it and to rejoice in it and to live it. And those covenants of promise, the promises of God in Christ Jesus, the word says, are yea and amen. That's what we've been called to. It's sure and it's certain. And then when we see in light of this huge plan of salvation, when we look in light of the hope that we've been given, then we can truly say, and all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And it will all fit together, I'm sure, when God reveals it in that day when our Lord and Savior comes to gather us together with him, with each other, forever in the glory and presence of God. We have been called to a high and mighty calling in Christ Jesus. Don't ever despise it. Don't let anyone ever belittle it, because it's a privilege and it's an honor to be called by the one true God, to be called by his Christ, by our Lord Jesus, to this day and time, to be a living representative in this day and time, an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been called to a high and mighty calling. Let that resonate in our bones. Ponder that this week. Ponder the privilege. Ponder the joy. Ponder it. Think of it deeply. Meditate upon it. What a privilege. What a joy. What an honor. Amen. Amen. Amen.